You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau and joined online today by Cody Moore, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Cody.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the most recent weather here. We just got a good little dumping of snow again. What kind of observations did you hear from this area?
Yeah, so far we're looking about 5 inches of snow total for the Petersburg area as of about an hour ago. We called up the airport, and that's how much they had. So it might vary a little bit around town, especially out the road.
Does that look like it for this system?
Yeah, we have a pretty sharp area of clearing right behind this front. So, you know, once the snow's done, it's done. We're going to clear out pretty nicely later today and tonight.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about what's on the near-term horizon. What does the rest of the week look like?
So we have a dry period coming up Wednesday night through Thursday and Thursday night, but unfortunately another pretty strong system comes in Friday through Saturday, so more chances for a little bit of snow, rain, and wind through the weekend.
Okay, for the Petersburg area, is it snow or rain expected with that?
So expect an initial start as snow, you know, sometime on Friday, changing over to rain, and then it should stay rain through much of the weekend.
Okay. I know Petersburg has seen a pretty wet start of 2022 with January and February producing some good precipitation. Where are we for the month of February so far now?
Yeah, so for February, Petersburg is well above average for precipitation. Currently, there's 12.69 inches of total liquid precip for the whole month, where the average is about 7.85. So, you know, we're almost doubling our average precip for the month.
Anything else unusual to note for this week or what to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, you know, the storms this weekend could be pretty strong. We're looking at a high-end gale force to possibly storm force front in the Gulf coming in, so definitely expect winds to increase through the inner channels Friday into Saturday. So it could be some hazardous traveling conditions if you're on the water. But other than that, your typical, you know, southeast pattern where you have short periods of dry weather and then more storm systems coming in, one right after the other.
Doesn't look like we're done with winter yet.
No, we are not done with winter yet. More winter weather is totally possible. You know, we're not out of the woods till at least March.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the time, Cody.
Thanks, Joe.